Blog Talk Radio.
Required to leave a legacy? Let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week and to be inspired. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives and your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm feeling the vibrations. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiremediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiremediaforyou. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going into today's broadcast. I will share with you our valued global listening audience for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then I'll open the lines up for your audience participation, at which time We welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. We love the richness of it. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And I want you to know that if you don't already have your notepads and pens handy, your iPads, tablets, laptops, desktops, whatever you need to capture the richness of the gems and jewels that will be shared on today, you want to go ahead and grab it. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment. We need your support. And so we ask that you take a brief moment to share with someone about today's show. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM. Go old school. Send an email. Message in the bottle. Carrier pigeon. I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We can't expand without you, and we want you to know that we thank you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Aries, the question that we are evaluating is this. Do you know what's required to leave a legacy? So we're talking about legacy today. And the reason why this subject is so important for me, I am constantly evaluating Coach Adams, Shania Marie Adams, what is the legacy? What is the impact that you will leave? When you have left this earth, would you have left a mark on the earth? And, you know, it's interesting because most people don't ever really think about legacy. Have you ever thought about your legacy and what you're going to leave for your family, your community, for the world around you, the impact that you will make? Most people, again, never give a second thought. They never think about legacy. They're just moving about their day, going around, doing what they do. But a legacy is something that we're able to create, and we are creating every day, consciously or unconsciously. So whether you realize it or not, you are creating a legacy right now in this very moment as we speak. Because the legacy is something that you pass on. You're passing it on to the people around you. You're passing it on to your family. You're passing it on to your community. And the question again raised is, what is the legacy that you desire to leave? What is it that you want to leave behind? What is it? Because regardless of where you are in this very moment of time, I want you to know it's never too late, absolutely never too late, to start and focus on the legacy that you desire to leave. You simply need to get clear on, okay, what's my vision? What's my target? And be intentional. See, the intentionality is that consciousness on your journey. It's no longer I'm haphazardly flowing, going wherever the wind flows. I am moving about on my journey with great intention. We're going to talk about that. You know, I think about the various areas and quadrants in which I serve, the clients that I serve, one-on-one group coaching, as a speaker, as a trainer, serving Christian-based organization, Boston Movement and Vertical League, as a leadership teacher for my church, Faithful Central Bible Church, the leadership partnership that I have with John C. Maxwell, that's expanding his legacy for sure, but it's also giving me the support to move my legacy to the next level. But I say all of that, my family, what impact am I making? When we are gone, what will people say about us? You know, one of the things that I realized early on in life, and I just felt it was so important, as we are midway in the year, we're in the month of June, it's officially summer, it's summertime, many are going into vacation mode, but I want to challenge you that in the midst of enjoying life, and I'm all for it, I'm all for it, and I know we've been kind of locked up and in for a long time, so people are fighting to live their best summer, and I get it, I truly get it. But I want you to know in the movement and how you navigate, don't lose focus on what your vision is. Because your vision is going to be the imprint, the footprint that you leave here on this earth. When you are gone, will you be remembered? And I'm not just saying necessarily by your family, but will you be remembered on a grander scale? And the reason why I challenge you with that is that my desire is to provoke you and to support you in drawing out, helping to draw out what you have on the inside of you. I'm often reminded of a quote by Dr. Miles Monroe, and I'm sure others have made this quote as well, this statement, that the graveyard is the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. You see, those things that were buried in the graveyard, making that the richest plot of land, each and every one of those things that were buried, meaning the individual did not do what was needed to bring that forth. Maybe they had doubt around the vision that they saw, thinking, oh my gosh, this is too big. I can't do this. You know, I think of Steven Jobs as an example, and I only mention him fairly regularly because there's not a household, it's very rare, that there's a household that doesn't have some level of an Apple product. Even if you don't have an iPhone, you probably have an iPad, or back in the day, an iPod. You had something Apple in your environment at some stage or another. That is his legacy. Imagine, if you will, a world without Apple. Imagine, if you will, a world. Many of you are dialing in today on an Apple product or listening in remotely through the internet on an Apple product. But imagine, if you will, a world with no Apple. Steve Jobs did not do what he saw on the inside. So the world is void of Apple products, this cult phenomenon. I remember when I got my first iPhone, I didn't know that it was such a cult phenomenon. I really didn't. I guess I was under a rock or something. I don't know. And I remember getting my first iPhone, and I had to go into the Apple store for the very first time, and I was amazed. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is like crazy, because it really is a cult phenomenon. People standing in line to get into the store, and the store is full, and they've created this whole environment. That is the imprint of Steve Jobs, a part of his legacy. But imagine if there was not Apple. Imagine that. We can go on and on and on and on and imagine if there wasn't this and if there wasn't that. Personally, and I make reference to this often, I appreciate the Wright brothers. I really do. I appreciate the Wright brothers because they didn't quit when it came to mastery of an airplane. And yes, it has been refined and redesigned throughout the years. But I'm very grateful because I love to travel. That's one of the greatest things that I have missed the most due to the health crisis and pandemic and COVID that we are coming through, is not being able to travel. And many of you that are listening in, you've heard me say this on a regular basis. But I'm so grateful that the Wright brothers didn't quit. They didn't give up. Because that is an imprint of their legacy. And I have been really challenged in this area of what will your legacy be? Shaunier Marie Adams, Coach Adams. What will your legacy be? Are you making an imprint? Are lives being touched and transformed? I'm being told that they are. And I thank God for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical League, because they're constantly challenging not only me but others that are a part of the Boss Masters program to live out what you believe God has placed in you. And so I speak to you, our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays, and I say, don't take what's in you to the grave. Don't take that book to the grave. Don't take that screenplay to the grave. Don't take that invention to the grave. Don't take that restaurant to the grave. Don't take that movie to the grave. Whatever it is in you, that business, don't take it to the grave. Whatever the vision is that is on the inside of you that you've been struggling with, know that that is your legacy imprint, and whatever that is, it is so important that you follow through on that. And again, I ask you, what do you want to leave behind? What do you wish to leave behind? What imprint do you want to make? You see, this question raised of legacy, it's important to recognize that we can leave a positive or a negative legacy. A positive or a negative imprint. That your name is tarnished, Jeffrey Dahmer, because of the legacy that you have left. So when I'm speaking about these positive ways in which we can leave a legacy, know that that also can go on the flip side. And the question is, not only will you leave a legacy, but what type of legacy will you leave? Will you leave a positive or a negative imprint? You see, when we leave a positive legacy, this positive legacy is about an impact. It's about transformation. It's about life changing. I think we would all agree that there's been a great impact because of the legacy, the work of Stephen Jobs. I mentioned the Wright brothers. We can go on and on and on and on and on. We can call many names. So many names can be called in the media, in different genres. But I want to talk about you, our global listening audience. I want to connect with you right where you are. What legacy will you leave? Are you doing what's needful each day to move in the direction of crystallizing your vision? And so I wanted to give you some thoughts to consider around what I have found to know to be true as it relates to this journey that I'm on of leaving a legacy. You know, I had the opportunity a few years ago to be one of 20 coaches, a part of a collaboration called The Change Book Number 14, An Insight into Self-Empowerment. And every time I see this book on my desk, with my name on the cover, I smile. It gets me excited because this is one imprint, and I'm working on other projects and other imprints, but this is one imprint that if I left this earth today, this would continue to go on and speak to people beyond my presence. This powerful breakout chapter on the power of words. And anyone that picks this up and reads this, their lives are impacted and transformed by the thoughts that are given in not only my chapter, but other chapters. But of course, I'm going to speak about my chapter. And if you don't already have your copy of The Change Book Number 14, give our team a call. You can get your copy autographed by yours truly, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Again, every time I see my name on the cover, fourth from the top, I smile because this is one way that I'm leaving a legacy, that I'm making an impact, that I'm creating change in the lives of others. There's other ways I can go on and on, but this is one that was a struggle for me, and I bring it up because writing is a struggle for many of you. You have a great book project in you. When I think about those that have many books on the market, I'm like, wow, because I know the effort that went into just writing this one chapter. But now I can say I'm a published co-author. Before, I couldn't, and that is what often will hold us back from achieving our desires because we don't have a footprint, an imprint of doing it in the past. We don't have the experience. And so we allow the negative thinking to get the best of us and say, well, who do you think you are? You've never written anything. You've never invented anything. You never started a business. You don't have a business major. You can't produce a film. You're not a producer. You didn't go to school. Just those negative words. And I want to challenge you to think about the imprint that you want to leave. Some have written books, so their story will continue. A few weeks ago, I had a breakout author on the show, Processing the Pain. So proud of my spiritual sister for doing it, not just speaking it, but doing it, fulfilling it. You can get Processing the Pain on Amazon.com. And I share that because that's someone that I know personally. I can tell you others. Bold and Blessed, one of my mentees, Trinity Stokes, before age 14, had a published book on the market. What? And so that is an imprint of legacy that will go on beyond the individual. And so as we look at what's required to leave a legacy, I want to give you an acronym. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams loves a good acronym. I just think that it helps us to connect with a specific word. And so the word that we're building on today, and I'm sharing with you what I've grown to know to be true. You may have other thoughts, but what I want to do is I want to provoke thought in you. I want you to start thinking about, hey, yeah, what will my legacy be? I hadn't thought about it, Coach Adams. You've been kind of sitting on your cute little rusty dusty and you haven't been doing anything and saying, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I see. Well, you need to get up. You need to be intentional. You need to get clear on the vision. And so the thoughts that I'm giving you are simply to stimulate the thought process around you being more conscious and intentional about the imprint that you will make. Listening in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, you don't have to tell me that you want to leave a positive impact, because if you didn't want to leave anything other than a positive impact, you would not tune in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, looking to be inspired on your journey and equipped and empowered on your journey. So I already know that you desire to make a positive impact. I don't know who's tuned in. I don't have to know who you are. That I know without connecting with you, that you wouldn't be here if you yourself weren't desiring to be a positive force in the world around you. So that's an automatic. So let's look at legacy, and let's look at the thoughts that I want to give you to consider around what does it take, what's required to leave a legacy. And these are just some thoughts for you to process around. So L in legacy, leave your comfort zone. Now, for those of you who listen in regularly, this is one that comes up often. And it comes up often because our comfort zone is what often will prevent us from reaching our potential. When I participated in this book project, The Change, I had to leave my comfort zone. It wasn't comfortable to sit and to press through writing my chapter. I had to make the decision to say, it's uncomfortable, but I'm going to allow myself to be stretched. I had to be willing to leave my comfort zone. And because I was willing to leave my comfort zone, I now have one imprint, not the only one that's going to be birthed, but at least I can say at this time, I have one that is in a written form that I can say, yes, this is a contribution that I am making positively, an imprint, an impact for transformation here on earth. What is your struggle with leaving your comfort zone? You know, I believe I shared last week, I know I did a post on this, that courage is one step ahead of fear. And so often people get paralyzed in fear, that they won't make the decisions that they need to make. They're afraid to have the surgery that will give them greater relief because of the fear. They're afraid to step out of their comfort zone and try something. Fear of failing. I don't want to look silly. Oh, my gosh, I'll miss it. All of the negative thinking. Stop entertaining that negative thinking. Make the decision to leave your comfort zone, whatever that may be. Maybe you take a baby step today, but again, that one step shows that you are walking in courage, and now you are leaving fear behind you. Again, courage is one step ahead of fear. So we must leave our comfort zone. This is a part of what's required to leave a legacy, a positive, intentional, conscious imprint. I must leave my comfort zone. The E is execute on your vision. You have to envision and execute on your vision. This envisioning is going from the inside out, not the outside in. You better believe Steve Jobs wasn't looking on the outside to get the ideas that he got that had never been developed at that stage. No, he wasn't the first to create an electronic device, by no means. But the level in which he took the design and the level in which he saw that he wanted, could you have imagined back in the day, the iPhone, for example, this slim and trim smart device that literally in the palm of our hands, we have a mini computer. I laughed because I could remember back in the day before everyone had a smartphone, a cell phone, a device that they could carry with them. Even the youth have them. It's like second nature now. You know, I remember when you had to make a phone call, if you were not privileged to have a cell phone time because it was very sparse, you had to go to a payphone. I'm sure many of you would be like, what, a payphone? Where you actually had to put some money in the device to make a call if you found yourself out on the street stuck and needed to get to a phone. For those that had phones back in the day, oh, my gosh, I remember my grandmommy. She was the first in the family to get a cell phone. Boy, this thing was this big, bulky, heavy-duty. You couldn't put it in your pocket. It had this big battery pack, and it was just this humongous device that was so heavy in weight. It had a strap on it. It was like a secondary purse. It was so big. It was like a tote, actually. This big piece of equipment. But Granny was equipped. If she got into an emergency, she had it in her car, and she could make a call. She didn't have to go to a payphone. When I tell you, boy, you know, Google it. If you don't even know what I'm talking about, you need to Google it so you can see this device from where we've come. The reason why I say that as we get back to what's required to leave a legacy, we said our L is you have to leave your comfort zone. And we said the E is you have to envision and execute on your vision. And I shared the stories of back in the day of the past because Steve Jobs, as an example, had to envision, first of all, an iPhone. Had to envision that, had to envision this device that would be a mini computer in your hand, had to see that on the inside, and then had to execute on what was seen on the inside and step out on it. And whatever you have on the inside of you, as I've named many things, and I may have not spoken something that you have in you. I think of an eye, oh, my gosh, I'm having a brain freeze on her name right now. The individual, I believe it was Joy, created the first self-ringing mop. I can't even imagine, you know, having to ring that out. I used to, and I didn't like it. I really didn't. Having that self-ringing mop was such a wonder, came out on the market. So whatever it is that you have in you, but again, she had to envision it, and she couldn't just say, okay, I see this thing. She could have taken it to the grave, and we wouldn't have the self-ringing mop. But she executed on it. And this execution means that you have to step out on what you see on the inside. That stepping out, again, connects us with leaving our comfort zone. We've talked about the L, we've talked about the E, now let's go to the G. Goal setting. You have to set goals. What is it that you desire to achieve? Because truly, a woman is not pregnant. She's not expecting if there is no due date. Yes, the baby may come a little before time. It may come a little after time. But there is a target of expectancy. This goal setting says, I have some expectancy here. I'm willing to leave my comfort zone. I've taken the time to envision. I'm stepping out on what I've envisioned. I'm executing on my vision. That's a part of the goal setting. And now I'm looking at this target of where I desire to go. And I'm committed to closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to go. You see, each step that we take today begins to allow us to create and craft our legacy. Because each step you take is moving you in the direction of what that looks like, or the steps that you don't take. Because we can't give you the flip side of the coin. And so, again, the question raised is, one, do you have a legacy-leaving mindset? What is your mindset around your contribution, the impact that you will make? Are you even conscious around that? Are you being intentional around that? I often think of one of my favorite books, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I actually teach a leadership class at my church on the subject, and I mentioned that early on in our opening. The reason why I reference that is because Stephen Covey talks about begin with the end in mind. That goes to what we just spoke about, envisioning, knowing your target, seeing it, and then every step that you take, your goals, are moving you closer to that target. But if you don't even know what the target is, well, that's why you're struggling with writing your goals. Bro, you have no vision. You don't even know what it looks like. But once you're clear on what it looks like, and ways for you to get clear is to simply be still. Allow God to speak to you. Allow the thoughts and the ideas to creatively flow. Spend that time. Be intentional to get clear if you're struggling in this area. If you're already on the journey, then you need to raise the bar on your goal, because this is what I've grown to know to be true. The vision that God has given us, it's far greater than what we ourselves alone can accomplish. You know, I hear the song in my head, I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's family. Interlock and connect. You know, I often share the illustration of a water bottle as an example. A water bottle, along with the water in the bottle and the cap on top of the bottle, each of them serves a different purpose. Each of them serves a different purpose. But they have come together in this collaboration that you can go to the store, you can purchase a bottle of water off of the refrigerator shelf or the shelf or wherever. You can get the water bottle, because what you really want is not the bottle. You want what's inside of the bottle. You want that H2O to hydrate your system. And so you don't have a well in your backyard. You can't take the well with you wherever you go. So the bottle, again, great creation. The bottle now allows you to take your water on the go. We talked about the water bottle. We've talked about the H2O, which is designed to hydrate your body. The cap, what I love about the cap gives you the versatility to sip and seal. Sip and seal. When you want to take a sip, you take the cap off. When you want to keep the water in, you put the cap back on. It's sealing the water back in. So three different focuses, but yet they come together and collectively serve one purpose. So again, what I've grown to realize is that our vision that God has given us, the assignment that's on our lives, it's far greater than just us solely by ourselves. Just one person will not achieve it. We see that with Steve Jobs, or saw that with Steve Jobs, for example. He was a visionary. He had the brilliant, great ideas, but he wasn't a techie. He had to get techies to partner with him to bring forth the brilliant ideas. So back to what we were saying is the L is leave your comfort zone, E, execute, envision and execute on your vision. G, goal setting. Set the goals that you need to set. Have the target. Be clear on the vision. One of the things that I've grown to know to be true, and I deal with this on a regular basis in my coaching practice, this is, if you get this and nothing else, this is so key. The A that I'm about to give you. In my coaching practice, so often many of my clients struggle in this very area. They struggle with their attitude around the journey that they're on. And so in essence, adjustment. And I ask you, do you need to make and have an attitude adjustment? You see, our attitude is how we navigate through the world around us and our views associated with our journey, our vision, the legacy mindset. Is my glass half empty or is it half full? So our attitude really and truly makes the difference. In a lot of situations, it will make the difference. Many you're dealing with feeling defeated because of your attitude. If you just make an attitude adjustment, and I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, you don't know the trouble I've seen. You don't know what I'm going through. That's easier said than done. And you know what? You are so right. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know your story. But I do know that our attitude and having an attitude adjustment will determine how we navigate through the difficulties, the issues, and the stuff. And the reality is that life is laced with difficulty. It really is. It's laced with difficulty. The question is, how do you actually view things? What is your perspective around things? How do you perceive what's going on? And so I want you to know that making an attitude adjustment is so key. You know, I often think about when I was in a corporate setting and I was doing some consulting, and a part of what I was doing was supporting with some recruiting. And I would have people come in and they have their resume, and, you know, it's just so interesting. And I actually teach a class on this as well with another organization, Communication Skills for Business. And people take attitude so lightly. They think, no big deal. Who cares what my attitude is? It matters. And so this attitude adjustment, I have people that would come into the office, you know, I want to get this position. And they come in, and they are negative Ned and negative Nelly. I mean, they are salty in a negative way. Now, do you want to be around someone that they're down, you know, just this heavy cloud around them? Their weather is cloudy and gloomy and stormy. No, absolutely not. Nobody wants to be around that. And maybe that's what the energy is that you're projecting, and that's why people are ducking and diving and thinking, oh, my God, not him, not her. Ooh, and they're trying to avoid you, because the reality is, Your attitude is speaking volumes. And, you know, I don't want to be around somebody with a negative attitude. I had a dear associate in my life many years ago, and I had to make a decision. Beautiful person. But their energy, the attitude was so negative. If there was something negative to find in the situation, boy, I tell you, they were like a dog, you know, a wolf hound, a dog hound. They would sniff it out. They could find it. What I may perceive as, quote, unquote, negative is different than what they would perceive. I would say, well, that's positive, and they're like, oh, my. I mean, just could find the negative in anything. Is that you? Do you need an attitude adjustment? Again, we're talking about what's required to leave a legacy. L, leave your comfort zone. E, envision and execute on your vision. G, goal setting. Set goals. A, attitude adjustment. Determine where you need to have an attitude adjustment, where you need to make a shift in how you're navigating through life's difficulties and the circumstances. C, we have to be constantly changing and evolving. I can't just stay where I am. I have to constantly be changing, growing, evolving. And so often, individuals, they are resisting change. They don't want to change. Yeah, this is who I am. This is how I am. And then they're wondering why no one is supporting them, why they're not getting the job. Maybe you need an attitude adjustment. And you're saying, oh, this is just me, okay? It's just me. I think about many years ago, this was when I was in my 20s, actually. And people would often ask me, are you okay? Is everything okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. But I had to step back and evaluate. When I started to hear that, it was a theme that people were asking me. Now, I really was fine, but what I realized is that my continence didn't say I was fine. So people, well-meaning, were concerned, are you okay? And I had to be willing to identify that and change, evolve, make a shift. I can be pretty intense. And that intensity will show up in my continence because one side of my personality is very intense. But I know that that intensity oftentimes can send a message that I don't necessarily desire to send. So the way that I can soften that is simply change my weather. When I say change my weather, I'm talking about my continence. What message am I sending? And so we have to constantly be changing and evolving. What areas do you need to change in your life today? Are you willing to put forth the effort, do the work to change? Many of us, it goes back to RL, they don't want to leave their comfort zone. They'd rather stay there with an L of loser. I'll just stay here. And then murmur and complain, bad attitude about why life is just so bad and it's totally a bummer, man. It's like, oh, my God, you just don't know what I'm going through. Okay, it's so hard. Everybody's going through something. Everybody's going through something. My bishop often states that if you're not in the midst of a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or you're on your way to a storm. And so in the midst of the storms of life, are you changing? Are you evolving? Are you making the attitude adjustments that you need to make? Are some of the storms where you are because you didn't set goals? Are some of the storms where you are because you didn't execute on what you envisioned? And so you're taking what God placed in you to the grave, and you're making the graveyard the richer plot of land because you're not doing what you need to do to crack down and complete that project, whatever it may be, that's going to add a greater richness here to this earth and leave a legacy imprint of you beyond your days here on the earth. L, leave your comfort zone. E, execute on your vision. G, goal setting. A, attitude adjustment. C, change and evolve. And why this one is so key, and I touched on it indirectly, it's we have to yoke with the right people. When I say yoke with, we have to have the right people in our circle, like-minded individuals. That's one of the things that I do in my private masterminds. I yoke like-minded people together who are open to growing around a specific topic, who are looking to get and achieve different results. And they want that environment. They want to be yoked with the right people. And that's one of the things, again, that I do in my masterminds, my private masterminds, along with my winner's circle. And if you're interested in either, you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Private masterminds on various rich topics along with my winner's circle. My winner's circle is the hottest ticket right now because you can receive one full year of coaching for only $499. One full year of coaching in a group coaching setting with lots of benefits and perks and all these special things that if you want to know more about it, give our team a call. We're standing by. We would love to connect with you. But this yoking with the right people, when you have the right people in your circle, your dream, your vision, your desires now become a greater reality. When you yoke with the wrong people, you make business decisions with the wrong people, it becomes a nightmare. I could speak to both sides. I really can. Having the right coaches and mentors and support and people on your team, I'm grateful that I have right people on my team. But I have made business mistakes, and I've yoked up with individuals that I thought, oh, yes, they're going to help and be right for the team, and it ended up being a nightmare and a very costly lesson of making the wrong choice and yoking with the wrong people. And so I want you to know that all of what we've discussed today, these are just, again, some thoughts that I wanted to give you on what's required to leave a legacy. And you may say, Coach Adams, there's more that, you know, I have this. Great. I love that I've started to get your mind thinking. And again, I wanted to share with you some thoughts and nuggets that I have grown to know to be true that have made a difference on my journey. And I'm still in process. You know, as long as we have breath in our bodies, there's still purpose in us to fulfill. I'm not yet empty. I'm still on the journey. I'm still processing through. And I want to support you because really and truly, assisting others and birthing their dreams, their visions, and their ideas, that's really my sweet spot. It is the reason why I have been created as the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And I want to support you. And I want you to know that I challenge you not to lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on that vision. Don't lose focus on your dreams, that it may seem like, oh, my gosh, it's just so much, I can't. Don't lose focus on it. If it wasn't possible, you wouldn't even imagine it. I believe it was Napoleon Hill, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that he will also achieve. So the mere fact that you have been able to conceive it, if you now believe it and execute on it, it can happen. Think of Steve Jobs again. At a time in which a smartphone? Unheard of. Unheard of. But now most of us, the majority, carry some type of smartphone, some type of smart device, this mini computer in your hand that has the ability to do so many different things. Pretty soon, computers, they're going to be obsolete because your computer is in your hand. As technology continues to evolve, and it's so funny because iPhone, you can't keep up with the technology. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly growing and developing. And that's one of the things that we said. We have to constantly be changing and evolving. And a part of that changing and evolving is yoking up with the right people and not losing focus on your goals. And I have to ask you this question. What is it that you're willing to do differently? Because the results that you're getting, are they serving you well? I have to constantly ask myself this question, quite frankly, and stretching out of my comfort zone. You know, there was a season where I wouldn't do videos on social media. I've been doing videos regularly. I got a challenge, and I said, I'm going to embrace it. Again, the willingness to change and to evolve, to get out of my comfort zone. So I'm sharing with you what I've grown to know to be true. What are you willing to do differently so that you can get greater results to achieve your dreams? I think about Motivational Mondays on the air now for 7 years. Had stretched out of my comfort zone. We wouldn't be connected here today if I wasn't willing to change and evolve, stretch out of my comfort zone. Once the vision became clear and my partnership with the previous network ended, I then had to say, well, now where will we go? And so I created my own network so that Motivational Mondays would continue because I knew that the vision was to continue forward. I paid to be on the airwaves to bring you motivation and inspiration every week. I don't say that to brag about Coach Adams. I'm just simply saying that. What are you willing to do differently to get different results? And so that getting different results, having the right people on your team, circling the wagons around you, being yoked with the right people, as we discussed, is so key. And I want you to know that now is truly the perfect time for you to make that decision. I want to support you with your legacy. Give our team a call as we close out Motivational Mondays today, 310-289-2101. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. If maybe you had a comment and we didn't have an opportunity to come to the lines today, visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays form. It is an open form. You're welcome to engage there with us through social media. All are welcome. Again, it's an open group. Maybe you have a show thought or idea that you would like to see discussed, and maybe a show guest that you think would bring some richness to the airwaves. Know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you. I'm giving you the number to call our team, email address. Of course, visit CoachAdams.com. Looking forward to connecting with you on next week when we pick things up in our Shape Up series. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.